right, a little lightning round of callers here. We got exclusive information you need to know about important ingredients like zeolite coming up here in a few minutes. But I want to get to John Abraham, John again, and Animal Martyr. Let's start off with Animal Martyr from Florida. You were on the air. Want to talk about Iran?
Hello?
Howdy.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
This is Rex, right?
Yep.
What's up, man?
In the big chair.
Little Jones. Little Jones, this is awesome, dude. I'm
right?
So glad that you're working with your dad now, man. You look good on the show and everything.
Appreciate it.
Bro, you're an American. You're allowed to have whatever opinion you want, dude.
Right.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to agree with anybody or disagree with anybody.
For sure.
You know? And as far as the Iran thing is, bro, it's war is bad. Always. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think we have to hate anybody. Because when you hate somebody, you become them.
It's a good point. No, it's definitely a good point. It's how do you approach it then? Like, here's the thing. When you, and that is the hardest part about really like Christian ethics and morality is just like, how do you, when somebody like Lindsey Graham passes or like when they do something, like how do you not, you know, like how do you pray for somebody like that?
I was happy that Lindsey Graham died, you know, like I don't hate him. I'm just happy he's dead.
We're safer. That's the reality.
Yeah, it's just, it's simple. You know what I mean? And this whole thing going on with Islam and Judaism and Catholicism or Romanism or whatever it is, it's a bunch of isms and everybody knows it. You know what I mean? And yeah, people are dying right now. But I think, you know, there's a political side, there's a theological side, and then really that Red Sea is what it's really all about. And that's why the Yemenis just attacked back.
100%.
Because it's all about that. If they stop that, the whole world's trade gets shut down.
Yeah, no, to piggyback off that, and that's a great point. I appreciate the call. To piggyback off that, we're right now at a point as to where, like, when someone has, like, a Widowmaker heart attack, they have, like, a 95% blockage or whatever, right? Like, we're rapidly approaching that. It's really like the world has heart disease. Like, that's really what's going on. And, like, we think that, oh, like, we're still able to go to the gas station. It's okay for now. Soon it won't be. Like, what's your take on that?
I think, you know, you got to survive whichever way you can, you know, and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We have to have a wait and see attitude. You know what I mean? Always, because we don't know what Trump's going to do. And even if Trump does like pull out all of a sudden, the Red Sea is not going to be safe. You know what I'm saying? Like we're the same thing's going to happen if we stay in.
Where do you see this going? We got like 90 seconds left. What's your prediction?
I think the Bible is like on point. I think it's going that way, and there's nothing I can do about it. Now, all I could do is like my day-to-day things and hope and pray that it goes for the best. But at the end of the day, the Bible is like, it's almost like they're proving the Bible right every day.
Right. It's terrifying. I think a lot of people share that sentiment. And, you know, a lot of people use that, like, not as you're doing, obviously, that you're pointing it out. You're saying, I'm just trying to be a good person and live my life. There's not much I can do about this.
And
there are people that are very excited about, like, ushering in the apocalypse, though. And that's always very disconcerting to me. And that's why, ultimately, when someone like Lindsey Graham, and I appreciate the call, we got to go to another guy up here. Do we have a break, crew? All right. We have a break coming up here in 40 seconds, but that's the reason why with Lindsey Graham dead, we are now a lot safer, is because that guy genuinely believed that by ushering in nuclear war, he could like please Satan, like God to him or whatever. But like he genuinely believed he could do that. Lindsey Graham is now buried 6 feet under in a sarcophagus, and his soul is somewhere else entirely. And I'll let God be the judge of that. Pretty tough, huh? Let's hope we all have a better fate than Lady Graham.
It's 2 a.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigly has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, My Decision. and that is ivermectin with minbenzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
My childhood was so cool. And now I get to do this with you guys, and I'm only 23. I'll be 24 soon, though. So it's been really fun. And I'll be here during the rest of the week doing the Alex Jones Show as well. We got callers on the board. I want to go to Abraham in New York City talking supplements. Abraham, how are you doing?
Very honored to speak with you, bro. You did a great job all this week doing triple duty and everything. All your product is coming out great. You are just, you're nailing it. And I'm just watching this growth. You're really refining your articulation and your calm in the camera, because that's really the power of being calm. Now, let me please say a few things, and then I got to talk about my experience with the supplements.
Sure.
First of all, yeah. Now, 98% of all of the things that masquerade as news out there is trash. It is not accurate. The Alex Jones Network and all of y'all brothers are the only real thing that is worthy of a human being consuming intellectually to help guide our decisions for our actual lives ever. And you know, if they weren't good, there'd be so much scrutiny, and they'd use that as an excuse to destroy.
That's right.
Alex. So it's even more leverage to really comprehend. But it is the best information and the best supplements, period. It really is. But let me just say something about Lindsey Graham. And I know this by listening to all your brothers. Listen, there's no way Lindsey Graham physically came here and dropped dead. That's why he had a closed casket. They're so strong against our watered down operations. We're watering down our operations all over the place. We don't have enough soldiers to manipulate any of these circumstances. And it's very clear that the brother, Mr. Kirk, he was not, that's not a sniper's bullet. That's an up-close wound of something that's very, that's sort of, it's clear there's like a digital footprint on it. That wound is not a long-distance sniper exposure, period. Now, Trump, being that all of the wacky things that happened with Trump, he was basically on his knees to Alex Jones in 2016.
Tell him. All right, hold on. Abraham, tell him. Tell him about 2016.
He was like, I hope I make you proud. That was his last. I hope I make you proud.
That's right.
All right. So, but that also means that because of his extreme turnaround, and it's easy to just threaten him with death and be like, listen, we can just make it look like you're an 80-year-old guy that suffered a heart attack. Do what we say or else. He's definitely under some kind of magnification. He's being threatened at that level, because any death will easily be accepted as an elderly man's death. Plus, tall people.
He said he said you'll be very impressed. I hope. And then look at what happened, man. We got deplatformed. You remember it? You were around back then. We got deplatformed, and then he famously said, "As long as I'm on Twitter, it's okay." And then he got deplatformed too. And here's the thing: our loyalty came cheap because we believed that he believed in what he said he was going to do, right? We didn't realize that he just wanted to be pathologically loved by all the people that hated him. So like when you look at like a Lindsey Graham, when you look at a Mark Levin, people that hated him on the record, that he warred with on the record, they become his best friends, because that's what he's really obsessed with.
And that's something very childish. Like, let's say somebody in high school was bullied.
Right.
And now he's, now he's in college and he's butter. And now he wants to join all the fraternities, all the kids who used to bully him. They don't like you. They don't respect you. Just like we could start to believe that rhetoric that Trump doesn't respect us, every man. Well, I think that he's less out of touch than all those other monsters. But we're in bad shape. And these extended military expansive projects, they are disproportionate to our material capacity. Anytime you exceed your military operations hundreds of times beyond your material capacity, that's what happened to Greece. And that's why we need to support yep. Alex Jones, because Alex Jones is articulating. We eventually, I guess we're all going to have to harass all of our Congress and our Senate with phone calls and emails. That's a start, you know, before this goddamn.
We got to protest. Amazing call. Please, Abraham, I'm going to have a call-in session. I'm going to do my show tomorrow. I want you to call into my show tomorrow. I want to talk to you again. Call in after 10 a.m. when I'm live. I'm live every single morning, guys, Monday through Friday. New American Journal, also Gray Area Talks. We do a morning show on Tuesday. You want to be there 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. We do call-in portion just on there, do interview there as well. That's Gray Area and then New American Journal. Abraham, please call back in tomorrow when I do my morning show. And I'm doing the morning show, and then I'm doing War Room. I'm doing double feature tomorrow. We're looking forward to covering the news with you guys literally from start to finish tomorrow. Thank you, Abraham, for the phenomenal. He was going to talk about supplements. My bad. Let's go to, we'll do that tomorrow. Let's go to John in Florida, 72-year-old Republican.
Oh, can you hear me, Mr. Rex?
I can.
Rex, I want to tell you how proud I am of you, and I'm thankful that I was led by the Spirit to find the supplements a couple of 3 years ago, because I'm not in good shape. And that being said, I want to say that Christ and being a Christ follower is not a religion. It's a faith. And that being said, God says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. That right. being said, with what's going on in the world, why can't the simple plan of salvation be the answer to all the problems in this world?
I agree.
Cannot people see what's going on with their eyes?
Well, let me come in here. This is why I war against this stuff so intensely. Like, being the wicked sinner that I am, even being in this state, I look at it and I see people using the name of God to promote Satanism. Atheist Satanism, which is what this war is, what it all represents for everybody. It doesn't matter where you are around the world. It doesn't matter what your race or gender is. They're trying to start World War III right now. And the answer to World War III is following Christ, and is pointing out this is not Christianity. The people have been sold a bill of goods, and ultimately they've been sold the apocalypse, man. That's what it comes down to.
And I believe this, Rex, if people will research and follow God to the T, that he tells us point blank in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
And lean not on
thy own understanding.
Yep, 100%.
Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. And if people did that more often, there would be no complex worldwide, this world, but I'm telling you now, it's not going to get any better until Christ busts the eastern skies, and he's going to rule with a two-edged sword, and when he talks this time, they ain't going to crucify him. He's going to be the one that's showing the strength of the Almighty God.
Great call. Thank you so much. Let's talk to John in Michigan now, talking about the methylene blue. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex.
Howdy.
I am from Dallas. I grew up in the Park Cities. My dad was a rocket scientist. He actually hired Ray French, that had a daughter named Melinda. She just divorced it. Excuse me, I won't even say it. But I tell you what, I've been using your methylene blue, and I've been using all kinds of your supplements for about a year now.
Wow.
I'm an old fart. I'm 72 years old, 71, just like that other guy. But it has made a whole difference in my life, the way I've been able to do things and be able to have a strong mind, be able to read and understand what's going on. I could go on and on about positive.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you. Is like here's the thing. A lot of the supplements, most of the supplements that we sell, are very powerful, like antioxidant ingredients that are very popular in like health stores, also places like Whole Foods that have like a dietary supplements aisle. And people, they view, just because it's us selling supplements, like, don't get their supplements. We actually have to have the best supplements compared to anybody else, because it is literally, we're dependent on people coming back and getting the same product over and over again. They only do that for the top rated stuff that works. So what was the first thing that you started taking that you really noticed a benefit from?
Y'all kept advertising the methylene blue. So I ordered some, and I probably have about 12 bottles of methylene blue, plus tons of other stuff too, but in my drawer. And I think they're real good. I've never taken any supplements ever before, and I started taking them because you advertised them, and I wanted to help the show keep going on.
Now, you're amazing. Really appreciate you doing that. You notice just like energy uplift, or like what was it for you with the methylene blue? You said like reading.
I'm able to read. I'm able to read my scriptures at 5 o'clock in the morning, every morning when I do. I'm able to understand what I'm reading. It's terrific.
Right. And it's really phenomenal for people to understand like the nootropic potential of some of these ingredients, including things like methylene blue. Methylene blue is going to increase, you know, like glucose uptake to the brain and a number of other things as well. And also just like as you get older, you develop these things in your body called senescent cells. And a senescent cell, it's not cancer, it's benign, but the cell isn't doing its normal job. It's not splitting like it should. And it just makes like reactive oxygen species and like cytokine storms and stuff that you don't want. And that's where a lot of inflammation comes from, right? So really having something around like methylene blue, which of course, talk to your doctor, talk to your physician, but really looking at methylene blue as something like very active in the brain as like a nootropic and antioxidant. It's a very powerful ingredient. Thank you so much, sir. And thank you for supporting the Info War and fighting in the Info War. It means a lot when there are people like you that buy the products. And I will always be aware that I sleep in a bed because of people like you, and I really do appreciate you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. I will be back in the chair tomorrow. I'll be doing War Room, but I did mention earlier, if you want to watch me in the morning, I am live every single day, New American Journal. Okay? Like I know we got people in the Rumble chat calling me bald and saying all sorts of crazy stuff right now. Here's the thing. You can hate on me during the morning show as well. That's the most phenomenal pitch I can give you. And there, I won't do AJN plugs for you. I'll do my own plugs, and I'll tell you about my websites, and I can pitch it to you. You can be like, oh, this guy, he's shilling his supplements. And it's like, well, yeah, I am, because they're the best products around. I started doing this when I was 8 years old. It's what I do. I'm a supplement manufacturer, white labeler, shipper, I have a fulfillment center. Like I love it, and I'm so grateful to you guys, because it really is that law of equivalent exchange. That's 50%off.com. I've got Knockout. I've got Super Blue Toothpaste. I've got it all available on 50%off.com. I've been running that store for like 6 years. I've got Brainforce on 50%off.com, but I really have that Knockout. Here's the thing. Like we're going to do a sleep supplement here, but we don't currently have one. If you want to get Knockout, you can at 50%off.com. And then, of course, it's New American Journal, Rex Jones News with the Z. I appreciate all you guys. Do you like the tie? This one's kind of my favorite. Pretty cool, right? So I'll see you guys on the next show tomorrow morning and in the evening for War Room. Peace out.
We talked about the Alice in Wonderland programming, how confusion is basically elicited on purpose in order to reprogram behavioral and belief systems and your mind.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that.
Our metadata is our intellectual property, because what is being done with that data? Who's profiting off of it?
However, it can be repurposed to manipulate the electric field around a person. I think it is completely fair to describe this technology as a means of synthetic telepathy.
You're saying more and more people show higher and higher positive or harmonics?
Well, Before, prior to COVID, it was only people who were symptomatic that were coming up positive for semiconductors.
And you have all these countless videos I've seen of that.
Correct.
So you'd have like 10 people in and like only a few people, but now it's like everywhere.
Correct.
Left TMJ.
Are you finding anybody doesn't have it?
I have not since the pandemic, I have not found.
Is that shedding from it or?
Well,
there's a lot of us that are aware of what's going on. I am much better at running from a fight than fighting a fight. And if there was anywhere I could take my beautiful family and go, due to the fact of no options, I'm going right into the middle of the front line.
You know, being humble, being restrained, knowing when to use your strength and what to use it for. I mean, that's again why we will win, as God told us we will defeat evil.
Our Heavenly Father, in this great quest and this mission to free humanity and to fight against Satan, we pray for your provision. You lead God and direct us. We ask that you push the evil out of us and bless us and you put us in your full armor.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
So this is part two of the deep dive on the war for our minds, the information war. And this is deeper than anybody goes. This is just the surface. But in part two, we got a little over an hour here. I want Jesse Beltran to lead us through this with our other guests here, Mr. Hayes and Mr. Zoll, obviously Mr. Jones, on different facets of this and what the end game is and how they're incrementally changing our minds and how we think and ways to be aware of that and be conscious of that. And I would also ask, once somebody's kind of under these systems, is there a way to get them out of it? Jesse Beltran.
Well, you know, in part one, we talked about the Alice in Wonderland programming, how confusion is basically elicited on purpose in order to reprogram behavioral and belief systems and your mind. We talked about predictive programming, which Joe Rogan was doing the interview on Chase, and talked about how easily that's done. And then we talked about going to now, what happens when your brain is rewired? And it's very easy to do. And the issue with this is what they disclose in the next video clip we're going to show is how easily it's done. And then when it is done, you will not even be able to tell that the thoughts aren't your own. You're going to believe they are your own. And this is the aspect when we talked about the technology in previous reports, on how in the New World Vistas report, they disclosed why they were doing this RF technology, how the objective was to affect an adversary either negatively or positively.
And by the way, this isn't fiction. They just admitted this in the congressional hearings a few weeks ago.
Correct. And in that report on page 89 called Biological Systems, if you read through that, and that was New World Vistas, that was released on November of 1994, it says, not only were they able to affect an adversary through RF frequencies, they were also able to erase memory sets and imprint memory sets. And this is what this next video discloses and what they're inferencing and what they're addressing. The fact is, I can do this with my voice. My voice is a frequency. Your voice is a frequency. And we all affect people in different ways with our frequency. But now imagine this invisible frequency that's coming in and able to reprogram your memory sets.
Remember that Pentagon report, there are no firewalls in the mind.
Correct. That's exactly right. When you use these techniques, it is virtually impossible to stop it because it's covert. You don't know it's being
done. Well, coming up, though, if you find out this is happening to somebody, is there a way to get them out of it?
If you have a high suspicion or you're 100% sure that this was due to this type of programming, yes, it is reversible. Dr. Nick Begich is a famous one. I think he's been on your show.
Yes, his dad was the congressman they killed, his brother a senator. He did deep research, one of the best brains.
Yeah, and he's a deep programmer, and I've had clients that have gone to him in order to be deprogrammed who were victims of this. This was a mother-daughter couple, and he was very effective with them, and they were virtually brought back to normal. The daughter, for sure, mom still had some issues, but it can be done, to answer your question. And so this is where society needs to really open their eyes, and this is why we're saying wake your butts up, because you're our children of the future. Their cognitive liberties are going to be non-existent.
This would be like telling Native Americans in 1600, hey, you've seen Columbus and a few others show up. A bunch more are going to show up. You better learn how to build guns and have factories to fight back. If they would have, they'd have won. But they didn't know. We're like telling people what's just arrived. It's like, this is like aliens showed up.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. And just imagine, you know, the rights of parents are being whittled away. The right to how you teach your child.
Like 30-something states have passed laws where 12 and 13-year-olds, the parents don't have access to their medical file.
Well, 100%. And again, it's really important how you raise your kids. You raise them up in the way they go. They're going to be, you know, healthy. They're going to be smart. They're going to be good and not evil. You know, what Jesse's talking about, there's so many parallels to this. I think of, you know, scripture in the book of Matthew about the eyes being the gateway to the soul. And this is the thing. That's why they target us with the propaganda on the television. They target us with the propaganda in person. Because if they get it in your freaking brain, this, you know, your eyes, it's hardwired to your brain. You can't unsee the things that you're exposed to.
And what you are facing with your children, just think about that. If they're whittling away the rights of your children, what happens when they come to a point in the future where they program your children to not who the hell you are?
Hmm.
Okay? That...
Well, they already got them, or most people don't visit their parents.
Yeah, yeah, I'm being extreme. Okay.
No, I think we're already here. Yeah. They've already got it where they take your kid.
Going on right
There's
now.
Been cult examples of this. Sozo prayers from about 10 years ago. There were examples of people that came in and they would tell children, hey, your parents abused you. Your parents hurt you. And
that's what the trans movement does.
100%. And it's been used throughout history. This effectively disconnected those kids from their parents, gave them false memories, and they believed it. They had to go through counseling to unlearn the things they'd been lied about.
Yeah, false memories are a real thing. That's why in certain states, let's use hypnosis. If regressional therapies are, once you've hypnotized a person, they can no longer testify for themselves in a court of law in the state of California.
So obviously, obviously you can hypnotize people and get real suppressed memories, but you can also create false ones under it.
Correct.
Which we know why the CIA had a lot of psychiatrists and stuff working for them to do that.
Yeah, fortunately in my state, the state of Nevada, regression therapy is admissible in a court of law. So if
how do you know the regression is real or false?
There are some ways to test for that. When I do regression therapy, I do not plant seeds. I do not. I'm very careful.
You just get it raw
on the words that I use. All I do is get them into that state, regress them to that time point. Tell me what you see. Okay, what are you experiencing? You have to be very, very careful on how you do that, because if you say, "Is it daytime or nighttime?" that's an issue, because you can create a false memory that it's daytime.
You're already putting them
Yeah.
where you want to go.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to be very bland and open-ended. Okay, that's how you get the truth. That's how you get a real experience. A memory that has actually happened. That's how you can tell. But not everyone's a capable hypnotist that's able to do this. And so this is another thing. It's the experience of the person who's regressing.
What makes somebody more suggestible versus, because I know it's a real science, but there's also fakes. There's people that aren't being hypnotized and they're playing along or doing something. I mean, other people that don't know what they're doing, or it's imagination. What are the gradients there?
That's a tough question for me, because I've never had an issue knowing when someone's in trance.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Roja, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. people just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that Power Plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Meal Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. You got the T3 trifecta iodine, an absolute staple of the old network. You've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top-rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, the shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's induced. But,
I was trying to put him down. I was just, you know.
Yeah.
People were like, did you ever take a mask off? Yeah, his eyes were like.
So here's another.
So I'm like right above him. I'm like, so, you can barely see the irises. I was like, damn.
So it wasn't all of the lights.
No, it was like black freaking light. You know.
Yeah. So here's another characteristic when you look at the suggestibility of people. People that have smooth underbags under their eyes. They're more suggestible. He would be one. You're close to it. So you would be another one that would be easily put into
an altered state. What do the other bags mean?
Yeah, the bags under your eyes.
Yeah.
If they're completely smooth, that is a characteristic of being someone who's highly suggestible and influenced.
Do we know why?
No, it's just an observation that they've taken the data. In fact, in the video clips that we showed in part one, he talks about that. Yeah.
What is that? We have no idea what that means.
Being suggestible, you're hypnotizable.
No, I know that, but why would it be? I know you don't know. I'm saying this has just been registered in the research that
correct.
Yes. And there's no idea why.
They don't know why. All they know is that people with smooth under bags under their eyes are more
what
suggestible.
Mean, like?
So I have bags under my eyes. Okay, he doesn't. That's a very typical description of someone with smooth underbags under their eyes. They are more suggestible. So Matthew, I already know that could
he has no bag.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. But you know, so at this table, I can
kill the Queen of England.
Yeah.
I'm not being serious. That's no. A naked gun. Yeah. Every, like,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But these are just tidbits of information that I always keep.
What are the other things, the physical signs?
As far as physical signs, mostly it's whether or not you are a physical or what we call a physical suggestible or emotional suggestible. That's really the depiction, because we address it in part one that 30% of the population on are physical suggestibles, okay? And those are the ones that are easily hypnotizable. Those are the ones that you'll see up on stage in a fair hypnotist show. And I, when I talked about, you know, they have everyone stand up and they do suggestibility tests. So, and this is what I want to do on our, you know, we have a project we're talking about maybe doing here. But you bring in people and you have them, you run it through some tests. Say, you know, when you put your fingers out, I want you to spread them apart. Imagine them being two strong magnets, and these magnets are becoming stronger and stronger, and they're pulling closer and closer and closer and closer. The people whose fingers go like this, those are the physical suggestibles that you want to bring up on stage. Those are the ones that I would choose almost immediately to...
Because they're taking direction by hearing it again.
Correct. Well,
have you looked at like world leaders, like President Trump, for example? Is he highly suggestible? Does he have some of these?
You know, I've never really thought about analyzing, doing an analysis on that. But it would be interesting to take a look at world leaders and just using the IBAG criteria and seeing who might be more influenced than others. But, you know, this is something when you're using your verbal frequency, our voices. Now, when you're using RF emissions, that's a completely different ballgame, particularly when you have nanotech in you, the mRNA. That's a completely different ballgame because they've already done studies knowing what type of frequencies they need to send in order to put someone into an altered state and make it.
And it was like the Kingsman when they sent a signal out to the cell phone, everybody kills each other. Before the movie came out, I was reading like Baltimore Sun articles about CIA tested in the 90s how to send out waves to make people agitated or sexually excited or angry or sleepy. And they like kind of tell you here and there, and then they admit that they have patented all this, but then when you talk about it, oh, you're a kook. So let's get into how they're able to reprogram the brain.
So basically what they're describing is they're talking about the frequency issues that we're dealing with now, Havana syndrome. Let's call it for what it is, the HI phenomenon.
The big mystery.
Yeah, the big
when
mystery.
Obviously it's our own
government. The PSYOP is they want everyone to believe that there are these nefarious groups out there that are pointing directed energy weapons at you, okay? Does that happen? Yes. That happened down in Florida. That was that case where the law enforcement officer was hit with the directed energy device. They caught the individual. He was a chef, ended up being former KGB. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we know the Russians famous in the 60s hit our embassy with radiation beams.
Correct.
So this stuff goes on.
Correct. And that's essentially kind of what we're being dealing with now with this Havana syndrome. The PSYOP, though, is that we know from our data covering U.S. civilians since 2010 that it's BS because it is logistically improbable and financially unsound to be having all of these victims being chased around with someone pointing some weapon at them.
Or a helicopter or drone.
Correct.
Instead, was it through the TVs, the phones, or it's already implanted in them? How's it being activated?
So it's satellite-based. That's where it's coming from. Even, you know, Dr. Cruz.
Starlink.
Correct. There's something coming from the skies, okay? That's number one. That's why when I was taking individuals 2 miles down into Granite Taverns in Jackson, California, and still detecting frequencies, we're like, how is this even possible? There's no cell phone towers out here.
They're
you can't get a radio. You can't get a radio signal out there. Nothing. The only way it can come is from satellite.
Deep penetration.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow. That would have to be like a ground-penetrating radar.
Oh, 100%.
So they have ultra-low frequency.
Correct.
Yeah, the same kind of technology we would use
to. Submarines.
Sure, exactly. The same kind of technology, one, how submarines would communicate, and two, how we would be able to look into and try to gather intelligence on, like, a deep nuclear silo site in, like, Iran, right? It's the same technology being deployed.
Yeah, I was in Virginia
Beach. Well, let's fill people in on that, people don't know. I remember when I was a little kid, my dad's into all this, and we'd be driving from Austin, visiting family back to Dallas, and we would sometimes go to Fort Worth to see family, and he'd point out, and later I looked at what was true, he goes, that's our deep Earth communications with the submarines, and he would explain, they would have like 2-mile-long cable, it would be an X, and it sends a wave through the Earth that's basically instantaneous, like just like through water, better than a satellite, but whatever, and that's how the submarines would communicate with their own systems. Instead of sonar, it's through rock, and most of it's liquid, you know, the core, but and now they've declassified all that, but it's funny you knew about that. But so you're saying they're using that same stuff through satellites that I guess is then remagnified by the ground penetrators, and then that's the control system.
Correct. And then you have the other aspects of it. It is a complete network. My background is also in network technologies. And
well, what's the? I forget the tech. There's a whole spectrum of ultra low frequency. What's the? We know the particular. There's a bunch of frequencies.
ULF, VLF, ultra low frequencies. Then you get into infrasound, ultrasound, those frequencies. I was in Virginia Beach recently, and we happened to find a thumper signal right off the ocean. And it when we looked up who owned that frequency, it says most likely a Russian submarine.
It's like people don't know, a thumper.
A thumper is what the technologies that these submarines use, what you were just describing.
For communication.
So we call them thumpers. We call them thumpers, okay? But what was unusual about the frequencies that we were detecting is that normally in a waterfall, when we use a spectrum analyzer, you'll have a waterfall. It's a blue screen or yellow or red, depending on what color you pick. But you can see a data line on a frequency that's being detected. What we were seeing, and they're vertical. What we were seeing is a horizontal signal, never before found.
That means nonstop.
Very unique. And it was very in sync, like every 10 seconds we would see it. And I brought it to my mentor, and he says, that's a new type of thumper. And I said,
yeah, normally they just do it for communication.
Yeah. So this was covering vast spectrums in that ultra low frequency criteria that we would typically see.
What does that quantify? What's that mean they're doing?
Well, what it means,
I just guess it means
it's very difficult to decrypt.
Ah.
Yeah. That's what it means. And it's going to be, and so remember my whole.
Oh, because they're probably sitting on a bunch of garbage. That's how you, if it's a big, it means a code, like there's a bunch of garbage with it?
Well, we don't know, because you would have to decrypt it to really isolate what's being transmitted. Okay.
That's what I mean, but if you set a bunch of trash with it, then people don't know it's.
Yeah, so it's a completely encrypted. So in order to decrypt something like that, you would have to be able to capture all of that data across all of those frequency spectrums and somehow decrypt it to get the protocol. And then once you get the protocol, then you can establish what's there. But
do you have any idea what it was communicating with?
No idea. All we know is it was an observation. Another observation is all of the fish are dying on the beaches.
I was about to raise, when they do these sonar tests, it kills a bunch of whales.
Yeah, well, here's what's interesting. There are thousands of fish on the beaches there in Virginia Beach, and none of the birds are eating them.
I saw that in the news.
Okay. Wow. I witnessed it myself.
First time we were ever. There. What, yeah. When was that, a couple years ago?
No, I was just there this year.
Wow.
This year, maybe 4 months ago. And
by the way, even though there's a red tide, I've seen them. The birds, even though they get sick, they'll still eat rotten fish poison. They're not eating fish. That's unheard of.
Yeah, they're not eating the fish. And I'm going, there should be birds everywhere. So I happened to speak to a military person who confided with us and said, we've known about this. And he goes, did you notice that the fish aren't being eaten? I said, yes, I did. And he goes, it's because they're being exposed to this frequency and the birds know not to eat them somehow. The animals know. And that's a good
sign. It's documented that pigs won't eat like the GMO corn.
Well, maybe it's because in this way, it does change it from being even a fish anymore. Like we talked about this before, but they seek to recreate, mankind, seek to recreate the species on this earth. In this way, maybe it changes these fish. No, they're no longer fish anymore.
Well, birds have great noses like a dog, too. They're like, whoa, what's that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But the bottom line is that we're all being exposed to this RF technology. We know that there's a read-write capability to the human minds, and there is going to come a time very shortly, and I'm being told when the implementation of 6G, that's when the whole system gets turned on.
And Trump even said a few months ago, oh, it goes deeper in the skin, which in all the patents, 5G and all that, actually heats the skin. Like it's doing something different.
There's a thermodynamic response no matter of what type of RF frequency you are exposed.
All right, so I'm going to shut up. Do the deep dive. Everybody's mad at me. Go into all this, and we'll come back and get into it all.
Okay. So.
And start playing the clips whenever you're ready.
Okay. So we'll play that clip on the rewiring the brain.
The question isn't if you're being manipulated. That's already happening. The real question now is how many versions of the script have been tested just on you? Think about it. This isn't a feed. It's a behavioral lab. And you're not the audience. You're the subject. The techniques Chase Hughes exposes aren't theory anymore. They're active systems shaping what you see, what you believe, and who you become. And once you've been rewired, the worst part is you won't even notice.
Okay, that was a short 30-second clip, but you listeners, you heard what he said, that you will be rewired and you won't be able to tell, okay? That is the seriousness of this. That is why I say that the future of your children's cognitive liberty and freedoms are at stake, okay? Yours may even be, you know, if 6G gets turned on tomorrow, you know, that it could very well happen to you, to me, any of us. I am hopeful that I teach everyone the number one defense about this is education, being aware. So your awareness, knowing what your internal voice sounds like, knowing what your moral compass is, that is your foundation. And then I strongly believe that if the subconscious can be programmed remotely like that, why can't the subconscious? Because it doesn't make interpretations. It is not discriminate. It does not have prejudices. That's why whenever it takes in any type of command or language or whatever it hears or what it's being programmed, it just takes it literally. So I've done this a couple of times, including to myself, is that I believe that you can program your own firewall. And we're looking deeper and deeper into that. But ultimately, ideally, what we want to do is make sure that we protect our cognitive liberties. But there are many states now who are starting to create laws to protect your brain from this type of intrusive technology. And, you know, I don't know how much teeth they're going to be able to have with them because this is a invisible technology, so to speak. Although we're proving that it exists with our equipment, our MI6 whistleblower we're about to disclose to the world has figured out a way to identify the signature very focally. And that is what, well, I'm going to reserve that until that day comes. But we may have a new protocol to prove to everyone out there who's suffering from this. You won't need to be taken to an expensive Faraday cage or an anechoic chamber. We'll be able to prove 100% without deniability that this is happening to you, and we're able to identify the frequency signature.
Well, and it's not partisan. You know, both the left and the right in this country, whether you are a voter or you are the politician themselves, people need to care about this because you can be manipulated. Right. I think a politician, you know, maybe probably the most concerned about this, because not only can we see the intern that you're having sex with, that's not your wife, we can also now see the thoughts, the conspiracies, the secrets that you contractually actually are supposed to be keeping secret. Guess what? There's intelligence agencies and other private individuals who have access to this now through this technology. Jesse, the second you told me about this, I sat here thinking, this, again, is the highest threat of national security, I think, since the beginning of that term, colloquial popularity. Yet, we still deal with this pushback that people don't think it's real. Not only is it real, It's going into a phase, if 6G is deployed, where we may not be able to stop it.
Yeah, and you know, you brought up this point when we were in the UK last, is that election interference, well, if you wanted the holy grail of being able to manipulate an election, this is it. Just reprogram massive population sets out there, and you're guaranteed to win an election, okay? Is that freedom? Is that democracy? You know, I would think not. But I would think the majority of the world listening today would say that that's complete slavery. It's enslavement of your brain. It's enslavement of your thoughts. It's enslavement of your creativity. That's one aspect of it. Now let's talk about people who are voted into leadership, who are currently into leadership, who are maybe not exposed to this right now, but will be exposed to that into the near future. You'll be able to program those leaders. You know, I've kind of wondered, you know, President Trump has, you know, came out one way, and what we're seeing today is something completely different. You know, is he being exposed to this type of technology? We know it's being utilized now. We know there are members in Congress currently who are suffering from this. I was contacted by the head doc of a three-letter agency and said I was absolutely right, that my clients and his 338 Havana syndrome patients had the same symptoms. He said the only difference was, and this was pre-pandemic on the cases that he was referencing, is that we were pulling out biosensors, surgically removing them, and he wanted to know more. Turns out that he also was the head doc for the mind control program for the CIA. And I found that out recently after digging a little bit deeper into who he was. But this is what the world is facing, particularly here in the United States. What our forefathers had pre-planned, never ever fathom that technology would be able to be intrusive into the human mind, you know. And that's the criteria that we need to look at.
When you say a firewall about protecting someone's mental program, so it reminds me of, they've done thousands of studies that Bill Clinton admitted one time of mind control studies. And the way studies go, you learn something and you build upon it. You don't repeat the same study 100 times. That's just not. So I'm thinking of 1,000 built upon studies of what they know. And then to sit there and take, okay, now, there hasn't been any studies to see how to stop it, right? They're more concerned with getting their end goal. And it's just like with putting this internal biosystem in there. Of course, they got thousands of compartmentalized studies and research and development they've done, but they didn't put anything into how to stop it, per se. But you're saying that you're working on a way that people, exercises possibly, that people could do at home to actually be able to protect their mental mentalness.
You know. Self-hypnosis is not new. It's been around for a long time. And if you can learn to self-program yourself to the subconscious, to not be suggestible, to not be influenced, to not take outside information in that way that's not allowed by you, per se, given permission by you, to not listen to it, to basically program your subconscious to say, I will not intake this data, and I will refuse this data. That is type of a mental firewall that can be created. And I've seen it done with some pretty good success. So that's one aspect of this. And ultimately, you know, obviously we would want to stop this RF infiltration that's being imposed upon us. Protecting the metadata, as we talked about in series one, having laws that our metadata is our intellectual property. Because what is being done with that data? Who's profiting off of it? Okay? Your intellectual property is being stolen, and someone else is making billions and trillions of dollars based off of your intellectual property. Let's call it for what it is, your own thoughts, okay? Your ideas. You know, trade secrets, all that's going to be out the window. And anything that you create is now going to be the property of someone else. okay? This AI God system that Elon Musk talks about. So that's what I'm referencing.
Well, and certainly, what are some things, obviously, other than being discernful of this, that you can do to build up a firewall?
Exactly what I said. You basically being able to get into a hypnotic state where you program your subconscious, your own subconscious, to not allow these other influences to affect you. Now, you would come up, you would actually have to be very strategic about how you do this, because you want to be careful how the language is said to yourself. Because remember, the subconscious does not discern or make judgment. It just takes in that information and it acts on it, okay? Where the conscious mind is that filter where it says, okay, based on everything that I've learned from childhood to now, I can say whether I believe that or not believe that, whether it's true or not true. The subconscious does not have that ability. And that's why this technology is dangerous. And they know this. This is, you know, what they disclose. That's why what Alice in Wonderland was all about, that technique, is because they knew that they could elicit confusion, and I called message units, so I can overstimulate you and confuse you and then put in a directive into your subconscious, and your subconscious is going to take it no matter what.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so okay. That's the whole idea.
Are there things that make it less effective? I know when we talked to Rafe, he said that he was advised, like, not eat salad. Like, you know, stay off a certain diet because we won't be able to intrude on your brain any further.
You know, I don't know about the dietary stuff. That's not my expertise. I know, you know, Rafe did touch on, they were told to take silicates during that exposure in 2016, if you remember the interview, and he was wondering why. He didn't know why. He didn't get it until we talked about the Zeolite Z. When we talked about the Zeolite Z, then Rafe goes, oh, that's why we were being told to take the silicates. Because that's another, you're asking, well, how do we defend ourselves? That's another way. If you can program your subconscious to create your own firewall, start doing the healthy things, like taking the Zeolite Z, exercising. We know that sweat gets this stuff out of us.
Well, that's right. For anything in the universe, God's got a counter to it. You guys should briefly tell the story of how you met.
I was doing a study in the United Kingdom where David Icke actually had allowed his production team to freely, and they ended up completing a documentary testing Bluetooth signal emissions from the human body. And when we're looking at a computer, a phone can do Bluetooth signals, a phone can do 100 other things, but when you're looking at it as a computer, you wouldn't really measure it with a Bluetooth signal, and in this case, Masterpiece's effectiveness at reducing those signals. Jesse got a hold of me. He was very direct and blunt, and he said, that's not enough. What you're doing is not gonna, is not some type of answer that you want to broadcast as some type of solution and so forth.
Planet Earth, filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
The Alex Jones Store.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption? Or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling. This is Methylene Red from the Alex Jones Store.com.
The ultramethylene red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spread through every vein.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more. Yaka! Attack! Yeah.
Oh.